Now, if you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town?
Well, how many times do you go to town a week?
All right. Fine. All right, sir. And you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
Let's go to bed.
All right. All right. You might say, blank am I, or me, if you, back to that original, if you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy, and you may say, blank am I, or me,
I am I.
All right, fine. Let's see now, the part of the head, I'm going to ask you now some terms that will have to do with different parts of the body.
Yeah.
The part of your head above your eyes where you put your hand when you're tired.
That's a part.
Right. And you go to the barber and having cut your
hair,
if you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're growing a
whisker.
And where did the old-time storekeeper can't keep his pencil when he wasn't using it? All right. Now, if someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
All right. Now, he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Right. And you wear a tie around your
neck.
Fine. And you have a dentist look at your
teeth.
And he says he needs to fill that
tooth.
Fine. And the flesh around the teeth is called what?
Gum.
That's what you call whipping them out.
Yeah.
I got to remember to change that now in just a minute. Now, you could hold that baby bird in the
palm
of your hand.
Palm of your hand.
Very good. He got mad and gobbled up both
feet.
All right. He shook his
neck.
Now, what would you call this?
Leg.
See what I'm chasing? He shook his
arm.
Blank, right? And what is this?
It's his hand.
All right, fine. Now, any place where you can bend your arm?
Elbow.
All right. Any name that would include that and any other?
That's the thumb.
All right. And what would you call these terms all together? This is a
finger.
All right. And this is where
knuckle.
Where bends. Right. All right. Let's see. The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
All right, fine. And he's got broad
shoulders.
Now, they measure the height of a horse in
hands.
All right. The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
knee.
All right. And at the end of your leg is your
foot.
All right, fine. And you have two.
All right,
let's see now. I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
chin.
Fine. All right, now, that part of the thigh, especially midway between the knee and the buttock, and when you're squatting down on your
knee.
All right, any other turn?
Humping down.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, I've got it right here.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people say, hunker down.
Yeah.
And some say hunching down, different things like that.
Yeah.
Now, someone's been sick a while, and he's up and about now, but still looks a bit
bad.
All right, fine. Any other terms?
Well, he could be amended.
All right, fine. Ever heard puny or
Peaked? Yeah, they're thin, pagan.
All right, any other?
Pale.
Yeah. All right, sir. Now, a person who can lift heavy weights, he would be
muscle.
Fine. Let's see, you can smoke or drink that, but I find it too
strong for me.
Oh, very good.